Hello, everyone. Well, what a cracking night for US markets. We had the Dow Jones lifting by 826 points. That's a lift of 2.8%, outdoing the best day since late July that we saw recorded just yesterday. The broader S&P 500 rose even more by a little over 3%, which means in 2 days, they've jumped over 5.5%, the best two-day rally in over 2 years. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ, which is most sensitive to interest rate hikes, generally is up about 3.3%. So doing best of the three indices. Now, quite a few things at play. Three things that I will just point out here. The first is that in the past two sessions, there's been sluggish economic data out of the US on manufacturing and construction yesterday, and last night was all around jobs. So the number of job openings in America, the worst they've been in about 14 months. So this is just creating, or it's been interpreted as a sign that perhaps the five rate hikes they've resorted to by the Fed since March is starting to have the desired effect of slowing things down a bit. The second point is that yesterday, the Reserve Bank had that smaller than anticipated rate hike, or at least compared to what the market was broadly expecting. In fact, 7 in 28 economists were expecting a 0.25% hike, 21 in 28 were expecting 50 basis points, which is why the market was somewhat caught off guard by this move. So that's creating some hopes that maybe other central banks around the world might be closer to that point where they could also start to reduce the size of interest rate hikes, and that could be helpful for the global economy. And thirdly, it follows some very heavy declines in the US markets recently. So even though US markets have surged this week, they're still down 20% this year. They almost hit a two-year low last Friday. They just had their worst September in two decades. So that context, I think, is important to remember when we look at the improvements we're seeing at the moment. Having said that, the European markets shot the lights out as well last night, lifting over 3% for the Stoxx 600, and the bond market calmed as well with bond yields dropping back. And that can always be helpful too, showing that things are calming a little on that front. But looking at the different sectors and stocks last night, it was an everything rally last night. Every sector was up. All 30 stocks of the Dow Jones were higher. And in fact, 497 companies on the S&P 500 rose. So very widespread improvements. Now, on the Dow, it was Boeing that rose most, up 5.9%. We also had Salesforce, the second best, up 5.3%, followed by Goldman Sachs. But on the S&P 500, the standout was actually social media group Twitter, which rose 22%. The big news last night was that Elon Musk has revived his original bid to acquire the group for $54.20 per share. That's around $44 billion. Now, media reports are suggesting that he made that offer by letter, assuming not by hand, although that would be the most romantic option. It's probably written up by his lawyers, obviously, and sent through. But essentially, Musk has been trying for months now to back out from this deal. He's been criticizing the Twitter management for quite some time, saying that they haven't been doing a good job, accusing Twitter of lying about the number of actual users versus bots as well. But Twitter has essentially taken legal action against Musk because of the fact that he's been backing out. So this is a big deal. It comes less than 2 weeks out from the start of that trial, so that will remain important in the coming days. The second, third, and fourth best performers on the S&P 500 were all cruise liners. So stocks like Norwegian Cruise Line up about 16%, Royal Caribbean up 16%. We had strong gains from Carnival as well. Casino operators like Caesars, Wynn, MGM rose strongly. The airlines also rose, companies like Delta, for example. So these are stocks that were really struggling every time we had an update showing that inflation is surging and that interest rates are going to continue to rise. So things have calmed a little on that front. How long it's going to last, we'll have to see, of course, and see if it even just lasts through to tomorrow's session. Another area that received attention were energy stocks. That's because oil prices have surged again, this time by about 3% after lifting around 5% a day earlier. So the big thing for oil this week is going to be a key meeting of major oil producing nations, which is going to be held tomorrow in Austria. Now, this is held monthly, and this is when they decide how much oil they'll be pumping into the market in the following month. So it is certainly important. And there's been speculation in the last couple of days that oil producers will reduce the amount that they're pumping in markets. Now, yesterday they said the speculation was for a $1 million per day cut. Last night, up to 2 million barrels per day was suggested by Bloomberg. Now, looking to our market today, SPY futures are pointing to a lift of around 107 7 points. That would be a gain of 1.6% for our market. And remember, this is after yesterday's 3.75% lift. It was the best day in 2 years. That came down to two things. 2.5% of that rally was largely thanks to the US markets, which surged. The rest of it was because of that smaller rate hike by the RBA. Now, today, there's no major economic news to move the needle. We will get some detailed retail trade figures, though, and new vehicle sales, which will be important to show us how people are thinking about spending at the moment. We've got quite a few companies paying out dividends. The big one will be CSL today. We've also got Adbri and Corporate Travel doing the same. China's market is closed, as it will be for the whole week due to Golden Week. And New Zealand is expected to raise interest rates aggressively as well. The Aussie dollar finally at about 65 US cents. Have a fantastic day.